August 11, 2 Kings 13, 14 to 20. No fiery chariot. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works to follow them. Revelation 14, 13. It was not given Elisha to follow his master in a fiery chariot. Upon him the Lord permitted to come a lingering illness. During the long hours of human weakness and suffering, his faith laid fast hold on the promises of God, and he beheld ever about him heavenly messengers of comfort and peace. As on the heights of Dothan he had seen the encircling hosts of heaven, the fiery chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof, so now he was conscious of the presence of sympathizing angels, and he was sustained. Throughout his life he had exercised strong faith, and as he had advanced in a knowledge of God's providences and of his merciful kindness, faith had ripened into an abiding trust in his God. And when death called him, he was ready to rest from his labors. Elisha could say in all confidence, God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. And with rejoicing he could testify, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Christ claims all those as his who have believed on his name. The vitalizing power of the Spirit of Christ dwelling in the mortal body binds every believing soul to Jesus Christ. Those who believe in Jesus are sacred to his heart, for their life is hid with Christ in God. What a glorious morning will the resurrection morning be. What a wonderful scene will open when Christ shall come to be admired of them that believe. All who are partakers with Christ in his humiliation and sufferings will be partakers with him in his glory. By the resurrection of Christ from the dead, every believing saint who falls asleep in Jesus will come forth from his prison house in triumph. The resurrected saint will proclaim, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15:55.